now, you've got your
Kilt in a Twist.
Helpable.
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
Well, it's truly spring out here on the west coast of Canada. All the trees and all the flowers are in full bloom, which brings with it, of course, its own set of problems. We're all now sneezing and coughing with our own little allergies. Maybe Mickey Rickshaw knows what I'm talking about. They're from Boston. The album is called Home in Song, and here's Floodgates.
No!
Eve from Scotland, and the 12th of June, which happens to be my favorite day of the year because, of course, it's my birthday. Now, I know some people like Christmas, but I like my birthday better because I don't have to share. The only other person I know who was born on the 12th of June is Anne Frank. Now here's Mudmen and Dirty Old Town.
Wall. Dream the dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
To another Celtic sound check. Check, check, check.
The best in Celtic music. Best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'm gonna kill you anyway.
Check out these Celtic concerts.
Dilly to Dublin have signed to a major label, but they're not too big for their favorite haunt, the fabulous Commodore Ballroom in Vancouver. Join the local crew Saturday, April 20th with special guests. A big shout out to new Celt and a Twist listeners joining us on 106.9 The X at Fanshawe College in London, Ontario, every Sunday at 2 p.m. Celtic Soundcheck is brought to you by the Celtic Connection newspaper, serving 35,000 Celts bi-monthly. Call 604-434-3747 or log on to celtic-connection.com and stay connected with us at our websites, worldbeatcanada.com or the Celt in a Twist Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you. Stick around later this hour. Our producer, Cal Cote, will be chatting with Tim Redman of Fear of Drinking. You're listening to Celt in a Twist. And I'm Patricia Fraser.
day I thought you spoke. You said history's blind, philosophy's a joke. As we went rolling down the road, blowing holy smoke, you said it's gonna be this time, this time, this time. It's gonna be this time, this time. I remember lying by you at the fair, resting in the shelter of your hair, dreaming of the liberty of all the people there, you said. It's gonna be this time, this time, this time. Time. Well, the juggler gave to me a box of sky. The diamond miner used it to get high. Summer is arising, so my darling, please don't cry. I know it's gonna be your time, this time, I hope. It's gonna be this time, this time. Down in hell, your songs of peace were ringing like a bell. You said these walls are bound to fall, as any fool can tell. You said it's gonna be this time, this time, this time. It's gonna be this time, this time. I'm sure that I was born without a clue, feeling blown and broken over you. Smile on everything you do. I know it's gonna be your time, this time, I hope. It's gonna be this time, this time, this time. It's gonna be this time, this time, this time. It's gonna be this time, this time.
Ah, Mary Hell with This Time. And before that, a real toe tapper from the East Pointers from PEI and Party Wave. You're listening to Celt in a Twist. Here's Dervish and Waylands.
Thank you.
What a musical trip. Dervish and Waylands. Do stick around. Tim Redman is right up from Fear of Drinking, talking about the making of the album live in Zurich. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
Zurich, Switzerland isn't the first place you'd think to record a live album of Celtic Stomp, but you don't get to choose when and where you'll have the chance to bottle lightning. Fear of Drinking captures that ever-elusive live energy of a moment in a place on Live in Zurich. Tim Redman lived it, and he's on the line with the story. Congratulations, Tim.
Thank you.
How did you guys come up with the idea for the trip in the first place?
Well, originally it was meant to be a more extensive tour of European dates, and we had had enough success in Canada by then that we felt, you know, we would be able to make an impact. And then everything started to go pear-shaped because Jared and I reached this point where we had some differences in terms of I wanted to focus a lot more on the band and he had a lot of demands in his day job. And I had actually started working with Alison Russell by then, and the band was sort of in chaos because I had almost two bands with a Fear of Drinking name, one with Jared and the other one with Alison. And in the midst of all of that, the idea of the sort of big European tour fell apart, but the one gig that came through was this gig at a festival in Zurich, and it was just too good an opportunity to turn down, so we sort of decided to put our differences to one side and see who we could get to do the gig with us. We put together a band, and that band actually, we did play with each of those people separately and differently, but as a whole unit, that band, that was the only gig they ever played.
So that was a one-off?
Yeah, it was a one-off, yeah, because it's the only time we've ever played with two fiddle players. And added to a drummer and a bass player, so it was also the biggest lineup we ever had in the history of the band.
Did you just happen to have a great sound guy at the desk that evening?
I mean, there's two things about it. One is that guy Uli Brunner, who recorded it at Hooked Henschely Studio, was a great guy to work with, and he was a complete pro. But the other thing was that when we got the master tape, which he had thought he'd lost or had stolen and then rediscovered, when that arrived in Vancouver, I went to my longtime engineer and producer associate, Bill Buckingham.
Of course.
And Bill did miracles with that recording. None the least of which, because this was all recorded in analog, and we had to import it into digital format.
Right.
And he found this piece of software that essentially replicates the sound of the Ampex reel-to-reel machine. It's like, I don't even understand the technology myself, but essentially it's kind of like a simulation that emulates the same kind of sonic picture.
Yeah.
And so what you get on the recording is that it still sounds very warm and very intimate.
It does.
Even though it was digitally remastered when we got our hands on it.
Well, I have to admit, before we had this conversation, I thought it was actually recorded in a room somewhere. That's amazing. And the master you would have gotten from Switzerland would have been a simple two-track master, right? I mean, it's not like you could get right in there and start tinkering with the instruments or anything.
That's right. We didn't have multi-track, so we couldn't go and raise levels or change balances or anything like that. All we could do is take the stereo mix. And what we found was everything sounded really nice, but it lacked a little bit of warmth and a little bit of depth, and we were able to just really just enhance those bass frequencies and give it a little bit more of that. But one of the things that makes us laugh about the recording is that, and you can hear it particularly on songs like Botany Bay, everything is really fast because we were so wired. Like, there was a lot of adrenaline in that performance. And we recently did a show and we were doing the numbers from the recording. And we were just laughing. We were trying to play along with the recording and going like, my God, you know, this is... And it wasn't intentional, but what then happened was that the audience really got into it, and the show was a memorable show for that reason. It was really, really energetic.
So there was a little magic in that performance.
No question, but it was more... It's funny because it just sounds sort of exuberant on the recording, but yeah. It was actually fear. It was difficult because the band was kind of being held together by gaffer tape and string at that point, and in many ways it was quite a stressful trip, but then it was just like all of that angst just came pouring out when we actually hit the stage.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's why they're called Fear of Drinking. You've got your Celt and a Twist, and we have Tim Redman on the line chatting about Live in Zurich. Search Fear for Drinking on CD Baby to download yourself a copy of this fun and lively recording by some guys who really know how to get a crowd worked up and raise their glasses. Tim, Fear of Drinking officially retired in what was it, 2000? And the Vancouver Sun newspaper tagged a nice piece on Live in Zurich, lamenting that Fear of Drinking style is not heard as often these days. Is that because urbanites have become red wine drinking bohemian bourgeoisie?
Yeah, tastes have changed. I mean, back in the 90s, the most popular form of music in places like student bars, universities, small clubs was that sort of Celtic rock sound, and there was bands like Spirit of the West, Great Big Sea, the Paperboys in the Canadian scene, the Mahones,
sure.
Captain Tractor, you know, bands that we used to crisscross around the country and see. But I think that, you know, that taste moved on, and I think other forms of music became more popular. So I think it was a moment in time for sure when that was what was really filling up the bars. And, you know, now things have changed. I think the other thing from more of a sort of folk roots music perspective is that there's a lot of bands these days that have been to university to study their music. Mm-hmm. And so they're a lot more accomplished, I think, than we ever were. And a lot more of a virtuoso on their instrument. But for me, it sounds like very well-educated, nice, gentle university children playing folk music, and I don't really think that that's where folk music derives its energy and the power from, whereas the stuff that we did, I think, came from the fact that I had grown up in this little mining town, and Jared had grown up in this little sheep farm in town, and we knew about what we were singing, and I think that makes a big difference myself.
I think you nailed it. How's Go Blue doing? Your solo album has been popping up all over the world on social media and people's vacation shots, kind of like the roaming gnome.
It's going really well. It was a bit of a risk for me because Go Blue was a collection of songs that I had written over the years that I couldn't really perform because I never had a band who could do those kinds of songs. And I'd become so well known in the sort of folk and Celtic area that I didn't really have a platform or a venue to perform the more sort of rock, pop, soul type of songs. So it was really rewarding for me to do that from a creative perspective. And I've been very pleased by the response. And even some of the folk media, like even though it wasn't a folk record, they still sort of supported me and gave me nice reviews and stuff. So, I'm really glad I did it, and it's still doing pretty well.
Well, thanks for this, Tim. I mean, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. You have anything you'd like to plug?
I have a show coming up in Mission, BC in April on the 13th, which is a coffee house show, and it will just be me solo.
Very nice. It's your chance to play DJ Selector, Tim. Which track from Live in Zurich would you like to share with our listeners?
Well, I'm going to sort of go a little bit against the grain because most of the album is really exuberant and up-tempo, but my favourite song is one of my own, and it's the song called Aftermath, subtitled The Mining Rant, which is a song about my hometown and the collapse of the coal mining industry there. And the reason I picked that song is just because it means a lot to me.
Maintaining
shifted the rock upon which we stood. Sacrifice humanity for a profit. What can we do that's any good? After 300 years, the coal field is silent. The promise incentives and say the retrain. With no hope and no fight left up on the scrap heap, these men will never work again. 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 There's 40% on unemployment. Given government folders called finding a job. You can work if you're lucky for £1 an hour, which is 8 pence less than a can of food for the dog. They spent 17 million taxpayers' pounds to find there were many new seams of coal. Then they shut it all down and sold it to the city and left all the miners to life on the dole. Left all the miners to life on the dole. Left all the miners to life on the dole. Left all the miners to life on the dole. '92 and the fight, it was over. The press and the public then rallied around. But it's 8 years too late for their fickle sympathy. The coffin is nailed and it's laid in the ground. And so you say, well, what's all the fuss about? Times they have changed and we don't need coal. They ripped out our heart and they pissed on our spirit. Now they've come and they've taken our soul. 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 To the miners who made all that money for the rich and the privileged to squander and spend. Down on the picket line, that Tory government wage war on us, and that is the end.
That time, Siri came to Scotland.
Senga?
What?
Who played James Bond in Die Another Day?
Oh, you know the guy. The guy with the voice. He's ancient new, but he was a good-looking man in his day. He was in that really good thing, a classic, and they had to run about all over the place. I think I fell asleep halfway through, come to think of it, but I used to like him, but you don't see him anymore. Is he dead? I don't think he's dead. It might be dead, but...
Does she ever actually answer your question?
No.
You've got your Kilt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser.
Yeah. just one day. Oh, we can be heroes. Just one
day. A classic by David Bowie, done there by Larry Kerwin, formerly of Black 47. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and we have more great Celtic coming up. I'm Patricia Fraser.
An island of tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Celt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and a Pause for Reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic Play of the Day.
Our Cosmic Celtic play for today is Athas, or Joy, from The Gloaming. But first, this thought to ponder from Franklin Roosevelt. Happiness lies in the joy of achievement and the thrill of creative effort.
Oh, Egnisher horn coston. A hoskirt fweep whale. Lo shall no hish. Trono.
Beautiful voice of Jarla Leonard. Thanks so much for joining us today on Celt in a Twist. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopirate Communications. Our producer is Cal Coate. Thanks again to Tim Redman for joining us today. We are going to go out with Dolphin Boy and the West Highland Line. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser.
But there's another way there. Below Ben Nevis, where the road went inland from the Great Glen, another route runs towards the Western Sea. We call it the West Highland Line.
We'll be right back.
Copyright Communications.